You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Mark Gerard Brogan. Mark, thanks so much for talking with me today.
My pleasure.
Mark, so I'm talking to you. You're in Belgrade. I'm in the U.S. at this moment. We're talking on January 7th. I want to talk about your work and what's going on. We're at a pretty unusual point in history at this very moment, especially here in the United States. What's happening in Belgrade now in terms of the lockdown or your ability to move around or ability to make art? I want to talk about what you've been doing this year, but I'd love to hear what's happening in Belgrade at this moment, too.
Well, at the moment, we have, let's say, restrictions. So people have been very careful about the virus in general. It's not as strict as it is in the UK, where I was a couple of weeks ago. But now today, for example, is the Christian Orthodox Christmas Day. So that means that this is like a public holiday day today. So like yesterday was Christmas Eve. So it's a bit like the Christmas in the Catholic Christmas.
Which is King's Day. That's King's Day, the 6th or 7th, the Epiphany.
Yes, yeah, exactly. So it's the so today's a Christmas. So it's very, very quiet here. You know, there's almost this is more of a family holiday, but obviously that's affected by the virus in terms of people have to be careful, especially young. You know, children have to be careful in relation to their parents. So my parents live in London, so when I was visiting them, I had to be careful. I had to keep a distance from them for a week or two. But it's really quiet. It's just in general, people are quite scared about the virus because in the first wave we had, it was just, you know, you heard of someone who caught the virus or someone, but now it's actually it's like, you know, it's knocking at your door now in terms of it's someone that you're close to, and sometimes they're not surviving it. So it's much closer than it was at the start. So people are scared, and you know, we're all trying to be careful about that.
Right. And what have you been working on? How did this affect your year of art making? You had some work exhibited at the beginning of the year, right? Last year.
Well, this year was there was a exhibition in the gallery. It was called After Lockdown. So after the first lockdown, we had a 6-week lockdown where there were curfews at the weekend, so we weren't allowed to go out. So, and then that lasted for 6 weeks. And then afterwards, there was a gallery here, and I was making some work during the lockdown anyway, and then they saw the work and they thought this relates to what's happened, so would you put it in the exhibition, which I did. So that was like a photo wallpaper type installation with a painting on top of the photo wallpaper, and it was relating to the question of what, you know, to how people just spontaneously just returned, went into their gardens and started to care about nature. So it was a work based around that. And then that was strange because at the opening, you know, the people couldn't really decide if they should have a proper art opening or they just should not publicize it and just have the exhibit invite a select view, or not even have an opening and then just have the exhibition opening, so to avoid this situation where lots of people gather together. So that gallery in the end decided to have an opening. They couldn't really make up their mind about it, but they had some sort of small opening. But in general, the second exhibition, I had a solo exhibition in September, And there was no opening for that, and we had to be really careful. We were wearing masks, and it was by appointment, and you know, you just had to be really considerate towards others. And I think that that's become kind of standard practice for all exhibitions here, for all for all galleries, art spaces, and so on. So. And it's kind of affected the situation, you know, because of the financially, you know, an art project was cancelled that I'd been working on for a couple of years. So, you know, it was like a public art project, and that was cancelled in the last minute because of the outbreak of the, it was right at the beginning of the outbreak.
And so, do you want to talk about the works that were in that show? Is that what you're doing more of now, or do you want to talk about that? That public project that wasn't realized?
Well, the public project was something that I've been working for. I make these large-scale photo wallpapers, and then that was something I've been working on for a municipality here for a long time. And it was confirmed, moved, delayed, and it just kind of dragged on and on for some time. But in the end, we actually got to the point where we were a purchase order had been issued for it, and it was, you know, so. And then the virus broke out, so the timing was terrible, and that was cancelled. And that was for a building, a municipality building. It was a very public place, and it would have been a large-scale photo wallpaper, which I would have made from out of a montage or a collage of various elements. And I work with an architect, and we create these digital spaces, which are really a collage of various elements relating to the site of the work, or the history of the work.
Let's talk about one of those. That's some of the, these are kind of interior wall murals you're talking about, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I tried to
so
make.
So let's talk about one piece. This is the, because I've seen some of this, and we can put some of this on the in the interview, so listeners can look at it. But we're talking about the shadow series, right? Is the shadow stories, shadowy stories? That's the like the.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, that was this is where I started to blow up paintings and turn them into photo wallpapers. So
That's the process you're talking about now, though, right?
Brainerd, before that, I was working with an architect. The idea to blow up to enlarge those paintings came from the fact that I'd been working with an architect, and we would, in this 3D modeling software that architects use, would construct this fictive environment. And it would always be made for a particular kind of location, and it would relate to aspects of that location, but it was all done with 3D digital modeling tools, and sometimes, you know, imported, pasted elements. And so I did that, but the work for the shadowy, for shadowy stories was, let's say, a development from that, because I've been painting watercolors, which had, again, that kind of strong political, socially engaged character. And then I just thought, you know, what if I scan these and enlarge these to the size of the wallpapers that I've been making before, and then print, and then actually apply them in public spaces, how would they work? So that was what I tried. And then they become like a type of installation, actually.
But you're talking about installing them, but you're not talking about doing them like graffiti, or are you? You could actually create these, and you could paste them up in public places with wall paste and.
Yeah, exactly. This is the idea. This is like in the coming year with there's 2-3 exhibitions, it's. These things are like, you know, these basically are the paintings which have been scanned to really high resolution and then and printed on what is this advertising billboard paper, which is quite heavy duty, and and then it gets installed in the gallery. But it would be really interesting, more interesting to actually put these into public spaces and to take them out of the gallery environment.
And so do you want to talk about one of those pieces, just the content in that piece, let's say something that could be done publicly or something that you're thinking about now? I'd like to get into just one of those pieces. It could be something you're working on now that we'll also post an image of here, or it could be something from the past, like the Cenobite piece from the Shadow Stories, or something else.
All right. Well, one of the works I scanned, and then it was a painting. The painting started off as it's like 76 by 56 centimeters paint aquarelle, but the content of it is, it was about opposition. So because I'm kind of interested in the environment in terms of, I was in Novi Sad. Novi Sad is a city just north of Belgrade, and we were looking at community. This was like a large community center stroke business center, and it also was the place which they held the first ever in Serbia, the first ever world table tennis championships, and it has this kind of reputation. It's built in the 80s, and the architecture is very much like that, but it has this quite it's retained that kind of character of a multi-purpose, slightly socialist-leaning building. And then opposite it, they built one of these new shopping centres, which are just like these boxes with all the world, the chains of the world brands in them. So they were like, there's a space. They're just one sitting opposite the other, with obviously the intention of the new one to replace this old building, which is still in full use. So that was like part of the content, was that conflict between the two, which, so I used the images of both. I photographed both, and then I used them in the painting. I kind of interpreted in the painting. And then also in the painting, I was interested in this kind of African art, which is not really commonly known about. It's like this post-colonial painting, which is critical of colonialism and made by African artists. And I was doing research into that, and there was this particular painting by this Congolese artist of Patrice Lumumba, who was assassinated, the first president the Democratic Republic of Zaire, which is now called today DR Congo. He was assassinated, and then there was, in contrast to him, there was one of the statues, let's say a Makondo statue, which is more the generic type of art, which one curator called airport art. So that work, I put all these oppositions together into this work, and positioned them all in relation. So in the work you have like the two buildings, and then you have the painting, my interpretation of the painting of a Congolese artist, and then you have this painting of a skull of one of these Makondo sculptures, and it's all about oppositions in that work.
I like that. And do you have an image of that work? Will we see an image of that in this interview?
Yeah, you can. It's like it's called the 30th June Zaire Independence. And I was like, I'm always, when I'm painting, I'm trying to find the language, find a new way of to express the matter. So, for example, I'm always interested in, taking the works of other artists and then reinterpreting them in my own language. And I like this approach of putting constellations of things together and then seeing what comes out of that, out of the new constellation. And I also put legends on the work. So I, because they're so loaded with references, I started to put little diagrammatic legends on them, explaining the contents of the work. But this work was then scanned and then blown up to a large sculpture. So this Patrice Lumumba figure in the painting suddenly becomes like a 2 or 3 meter high figure in the paint in the wallpaper.
Interesting. And and so what will happen from now? Is some of that this work going to, you know, happen in other shows? How do you see 2021 evolving? What's next?
Well, you know, what I was thinking in 2021 was that I kind of established, let's say, a way of working, and I'm trying to always keep it open, so, you know, not to sort of settle into something. So, you know, there's always this idea that with painting that you should try something that you've not tried. I should try something that I've not tried before and not be scared of failing, rather than just, you know, playing it safe. So I'm going to try that. And then with regard to shows, I thought with all the experiences I had in the last few years, I thought, well, I'd rather just give the let other people decide how they want to put my work in space. So, you know, I'm trying to engage the curator or the organizer more creatively in the exhibition making, rather than me just walking into the space and just, like, you know, saying, all right, this can go on that wall there, and I'll make a poster, you know, for two posters for this and that wall. I just don't want that approach anymore. I just want much more, let's say, I just give the work to the person and I just let them decide what they want and which works they want to put in. And, you know, if they, you know, they want me to do something a little bit different, you know, I'll do it.
Right. That's clear. Let me ask you, it's good to hear that. Let me ask you one more question before we go, which is, what are you reading at the moment?
Well, I was just finished this book, The Elementary Forms of Religious Thinking by Emil Durkheim, and that was a big project. It's, I speak German, so I was reading it in German. He's a sociologist. He's one of the founders of sociology, the science of I just finished reading that. And
What's the name of that book?
It's called The Elementary Forms of Religious Thinking by Emil Durkheim. I'm fascinated I'm very interested in philosophy and the relation of philosophy and religion. You know, I just sort of, this theological, this relationship of theology and philosophy. And I've just always had this interest in it. And I write that sometimes I connect my work to that.
Mark, I want to thank you for talking with me today. It's been a pleasure and I appreciate your work.
Thank you.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.